Every now and then, I want to switch it up and play the Evolution track because I really like it. I know some people in Kurgan, if you're listening to this, I think the biggest piece of criticism that I got was how pseudo-jarring the horn is when it comes in. I like it because I myself am very much a fan of both electronic music and progressive metal and all that stuff, so I particularly like it. Just wanted to throw a comment out there that once again, your music tracks are spectacular. And I thank you very much. Chris, to stop in with a hello and some frog faces and some hearts, wishing everyone a happy, or rather nice, Mother's Day. And Monkey Nip saying, look at this handsome feller. Who? Who? Monkey Nips, thank you so much. From such a sterling example of handsomeness and manliness yourself. I take that as high praise, so thank you. Let's all raise a glass as we get started here today. To all of the mothers out there who tried their best, who tried to give us love and care even when we shit the bed, threw up, had fevers, cried, crabbed, threw things, wouldn't eat our food, didn't like our food, and put up with our general bullshit when we were little kids. Cheers. Yes, sometimes I'll even on the same day. It's true. On the same day. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit, I think, just about Mother's Day. Wait a minute. I want to change this. Does this look better or worse? Oh, see, I think that makes that worse. I need to go back to this light. This light's better. All right, we solved it. Black Cat, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. Yes, Mother's Day today. I did some day drinking in the afternoon, so I have a little bit of a headache. And then I ate way too much, so I kind of feel like shit. Hey, smile, you lovable weirdo, and spread the weirdness around so we all can be weird in our own way. Passing by before death glares, kill me. I have never death glared at you, ever. I would just like to point that out, number one. Number one, I've never done that. And number two, just for that, just for some revenge for you on that, Mr. Meow the Cat, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to all show you something fantastic here. How do I do this? I need to go to here. Like this. Think that will work. So what you people are going to hear, for those of you who are watching this as a podcast, you're going to hear in the background some silly sounds and some swearing, and you're gonna miss the visual component of this, which really adds to it, unfortunately. But here's the sort of things that I like to do, especially when Mr. Meow the Cat isn't suspecting a wild cigar gargoyle to be creeping around. Let me remove that source and add a new one. I'm going to do this way. Here we go. That's better. Turn the mouse cursor off. Okay. So, Meow the Cat on his channel, as you know, has sound commands, and if you are a subscriber, you can use one particular command that plays a thunder sound. And it's very loud, and it's loud on purpose, and hilarious, and every now and then when you catch him very focused on the game that he's playing, you can catch him in something like this.
Fuck you, Sigurd. Just fuck you. Oh my god.
Got him. Got him. Have I considered voice acting? Yes. As a matter of fact, I have, and more than likely, once I get to Arizona, I'm going to try to pursue that a little more heavily. And the reason why I say when I get to Arizona is because even though the audio down here right now is pretty good, it's not as good as it was when I had the blankets up. So there's a little bit of some extra reverb. So when I get to Arizona, I want to play with sort of a portable. Here's my idea. I'm going to build a frame, and I'm probably going to build that frame out of either PVC or some very light metal, possibly, because I may learn to weld, and or wooden dowels. And when I get that done, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a little, I'm going to use line, and I'm going to hang acoustic panels down the side so that that way then I can move them and position them. So depending on wherever I have my desk, I can move those over when I want to do recording and then move them out of the way when I'm not. Yeah, I mean, there's the TIG welding and all that stuff, but I don't know what I'm going to learn. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might end up just gluing PVC together because PVC is cheap and easy, and I've worked with it a bunch of times. It's also very lightweight. But I want to get a better acoustic environment because I did commercials for podcasts for a little while. I did commercial reads for people who had advertisements on podcasts. I'm a voice on a national, or was a voice on a national telephone system. I've done some narration videos. I did a trailer for Ryan Williamson's book. I did a couple of reads for some people who had projects going online, but really, I will say a lot of them, they got stuff together and then they just kind of dropped the ball and they never finished it. The only person that finished it was Robopulp, with his The Plot. But I would love to try more of that and or at least just read and narrate stuff. Even if it wasn't full-blown voice acting, I would love to just read stuff. If you called a telephone service and you heard my voice, you'd probably flip out. Are you a recent college grad or someone who worked for the military? Perhaps our agents can help you find the service that you need. Oh, it was so good. I think I recorded that in my truck, too, because at the time we needed it in a hurry. So we just ran out to my truck. By the way, if you're looking for like a super cheap recording studio, record it inside one of the, like a newer, like a late model vehicle. Because the soundproofing and everything they're doing there is great. And they don't provide a lot of reverb. So if you're looking for a cheap recording studio, just record it in your car. It actually works pretty damn good. Not gonna lie. But how's everybody else doing? Kind of a nice weekend. They're never long enough. I didn't get near enough sleep. I was too interested in staying up late and playing video games and being stupid. So, you know, soundproof except for using hands-free for a phone call. Although I will say, yes, but my truck does a phenomenal job at that. It's actually very clear. And then everyone on the block hears the call. Well, because it's the soundproofing the other way, right? Like because I feel like most of the time the call is usually probably not a great quality. And then it's done through your stereo and then done through your speaker. And so by the time you get through all those loops, like the quality is just shit. So yeah, you have to turn it up to like a bazillion. King Dinosaur says, maybe you can narrate one of my stories when my book comes out. I would love that. Would love it. Especially if you've never heard me narrate some of King Dinosaur's writing in the past. I think I do a pretty good job. I actually think I'd also do a pretty good King Dinosaur. The call quality through Android Auto is pretty good. Yes, because that's just sending that the actual phone thing and sending it through Android Audio, I think, used two different audio paths. I think you got like one or two less hops, so that tends to be a better quality. They've gotten better. Like the first car I had that hands-free was terrible, but it's pretty good in my truck. But they also repositioned, I think, some of the microphones and stuff like that, so it tends to do a better job. There's one in particular you have in mind? Ooh. Be very interested in that. So today, being a Mother's Day, if you didn't know, and there's not really any reason why you would know, my mother passed away a long time ago. My birth mother has been dead for a long time. So today, I wanted to make sure that I went and visited her gravesite on Mother's Day. For a lot of reasons. Number one, because I love my mother and find that to be just sort of a peaceful time of reflection and remembrance. But number two, to ask slash talk to her about my big upcoming move. Hope I'm well today. Hey, I'm all right. Like I say, I'll get to it later. Man, I overate. I overate a lot, so I feel kind of crappy.
Too much pizza and cannolis and cookies and some crackers and beers and booze.
But where I felt bad was that yesterday and today was like a beautiful day outside. It got a little windy and cold, but finally some fantastic motorcycle weather. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna ride my bike to go over there. So I'm riding my bike over there. Now let me paint you a picture in your mind. The cemetery where this is at is down a two-lane road. It's kind of a winding road. And there's a lot of apartment complexes and this and that and yet, sort of over and around it, this country club. There's also two other main roads that are sort of run parallel to it, one of which gets a high degree of, I'll say, elderly traffic. And the reason why I say elderly traffic is because that road is not too fast. It's not too scary, and it reaches a lot of places sort of out near this suburban area. So you get a lot of Sunday drivers, you get a lot of slow people looking around. But I'm gonna take my bike there anyway. Well, it gets very cramped around this one corner where you turn to go down this two-lane road. Not the least of which is because there are florists. There's two florists on either side of the street. Obviously, that's because there's a cemetery nearby and a lot of people are going to stop there for flowers. That's always a pain in the ass. But look, it's for my mother, right? So even if it's a little bit of a pain, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get some flowers. Black Cat says, I know this is a morbid thought, but my mom died almost the same time and place as Flight 800. Figure she helped some of the young ones. Huh. I don't know if I'm drawing a blank on Flight 800. Could somebody drop me a link for that? I'll call it up. But I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go in and get some flowers. So, two things happen. Well, a couple things happen. Pull up into the driveway. I find a rather nice parking spot. Cool. The parking lot is kind of a mess because there's a lot of people in giant SUVs who don't know how to drive or old or whatever. But I find a good parking space. And I get off my bike and I start walking towards the front door of the florist. I realize I forgot to zip up my pants. I'm like, I'm really glad I had my motorcycle jacket and this other button-up shirt on because otherwise people might have seen some shit flapping around while I was riding. So I have to do the sneaky, Mr. Justin, my belt, nothing to see here, folks. So I managed to zip up my pants, which is fine, but always a Jesus, man, fucking get yourself together. Get your head in the game. I know you're sleepy, but you're not that sleepy. You take no shame as it. Hey, man, forgot to zip him a fly. What do you want me to do? It happens. Look at you, but you forgot to wipe your ass. You smell. Yeah, you want to see my dick? There's all kinds of articles. I heard from Lalullers. They witnessed a missile. Oh, that flight. Same time and place. Huh. So was she in the, was she near in the ocean? Did Black Cat, did your mom pass away on an airplane? I see. Okay, this was the crash that was in 96. Oof. 12 minutes after takeoff. I scheduled in a minute. Damn. All right, well. Oh, in a hospital that was nearby. Well, I'm sure if your mother was anywhere near as caring and empathetic and sort of spiritual as you are, I'm sure she helped a lot of people. So here's a cheers to your mom. Krista went almost half the day last weekend at the carnival with her fly down. Hey, babe, you know where they're, you know where the seafood stand is at this carnival? No? Why would you ask? Well, I see you walking around with those clams. Figured, figured I'd stop by and get myself a bite to eat. Like, so my fly was down. I zipped up my fly. I'm in the florist. And can you all imagine... Like, I'm going to give you a couple minutes here. I'm going to ramble and drink. Here's a riddle. What mistake did Cigar Goyle make going to the florist at this point in the story? Let's see if you can figure that out. If I had Jeopardy music, I would play it. But this is quiet time. It's quiet time to listen to soothing cigar voice. But yes, I made a little bit of a logistical, huh? You found out when you went to the bathroom? And you're like, shit, I don't even have to. Gate's already open. Might as well just let that shit fly. Thank God I noticed that there, though, and didn't get to the cemetery and go to take some of my motorcycle gear off and be standing there next to my mother's gravesite with my Peter hanging out. Well, ha! King Dinosaur's got it. I'm like, how am I going to carry flowers? Fuck. I can maybe wrap them in a bag and put them in one of my saddlebags, but they're probably going to get smashed. I was like, boy, you didn't really think that one through, did you? Oops. So I decided I'm not going to buy flowers because these will probably just get... This will turn into a mess. So I left the florist and went and visited her graveside, which was peaceful. It always makes me a little melancholy and sad, but, you know, it was, at the very least, a bright, beautiful spring day with some birds, and there's, like, you know, the little flowers and stuff blooming on trees, so it was a very peaceful, serene afternoon, sort of afternoon that I know my mother would have loved to have spent with her family, and so stayed there for a little while and kept her company. So, that was kind of the biggest adventure of the day there. Getting out of there, though, was also an adventure because turning the other way when you leave, so not going back the way I came, but turning the other way and going around is usually a better route because there isn't as much traffic at that one intersection. And I was going to go meet up with a friend of mine and have a drink and just talk about mothers and life and everything else. And the road's closed. Thanks, Governor Whitmer, and your "we'll fix the roads," because this is the same crap I've dealt with my whole entire life here. So, no, the road is closed. I now have to do a giant loop and go all the way back around on my way to basically get more or less back to near the same shitty intersection. which, especially on a big touring bike, just sucks. The roads suck. You're riding on them. You're bouncing all over the place. And it's just, I mean, you can do it, but stop and go traffic on a motorcycle is terrible enough as it is. But stop and go traffic on a big motorcycle is really crappy. So that wasn't so fun, but it was worth it because cheers to my mom. She was a great woman and died way too young. Krista says she usually goes to the fake ones because her mom said she hated the real ones. They die too quickly. And so Krista also prefers fake flowers. I mean, like I don't even think it's flowers in general. I think they can look pretty and they're a sign of, I don't know, life and spring and whatever. But they're going to get smashed. If I had some forethought, I would have gotten something that was artificial and brought that. At least that way, then it wouldn't have fallen apart in my saddlebags. But then took a long, nice ride home. Two pieces of information on that. I hope they accept them, but I realized I bought these two pairs of sunglasses. One pair of sunglasses just to wear, and the other one is a replacement for the motorcycle sunglasses about last year, and to not have to get rid of or to not have to wear the large goggles that I bought, which I think might look kind of cool if I wasn't wearing a helmet, but I wear a helmet and they're annoying with a helmet. Neither of them really fit well, so I'm like, why am I keeping these? I'm just gonna cheese Amazon's return service and just return these and get a different pair of the other ones. So I had to wear my big goggles, which I think might have contributed a little bit to my headache because of the way they sort of press on your head. In hindsight, I should have just wore my full face helmet, but nice breezy day. It was like otherwise a near perfect day for riding. I mean, maybe a little windy, but God, just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's a nice, beautiful ride. And went out and had a double Jameson Black Barrel, which I highly recommend. That's really good stuff. But after the day drinking and then getting home after all that, I was like, oh, I want to watch a little bit of TV. And I'm kind of hungry. I know, let's order a pizza. I'm going to get a pizza. So I order a pizza from DoorDash. And as I'm sitting there waiting for the pizza to come, I start falling asleep. The pizza arrives. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put it here on the table. I'm going to watch the last 10 minutes of the show, and then I'm going to eat. Well, at around the last 10 minutes of the show, I fell asleep and woke up like an hour later. And my food was cold, so I had to reheat all that, which is fine. But then I was like ravenously hungry, and I way overate. So yeah, I don't feel so good. I ate like that whole pizza. And then I got this delicious cannoli. There's a delicious cannoli that came with it. And then I was like, I'm still kind of hungry, so I'm going to eat some cookies. And then, yeah, I just overate. So I feel I feel logy. L-O-G-Y. You know, kind of like, oh. And I have a little bit of a back brain headache. Like, it's just probably a combination of weird sleeping position and helmet and booze and everything else. Black Cat ate too many pretzels. Is that all you ate today were pretzels? Black Cat. If you eat too many pretzels, you're going to get snake diarrhea. Oh. So that was in tuna. Pretzels and tuna fish. Are you on like a Arctic expedition? Are you eating sea rations? You're like Rorschach from Watchmen, just eating beans out of the can. Hey, you want me to heat those up for you? No, they're fine like this. So that was my Mother's Day. My stepmom is struggling with some pain issues. She's having a lot of pain in her back, leg and foot. So give her some prayers on that front. My mother-in-law is not doing so great. Her memory continues to degrade, and that's a sad scene. So it's been kind of a rough year this year in my family for grandmothers and mothers in general. So this year's just brutal. You almost had Chef Boyardee. What kind of Chef Boyardee, though? Does anybody in the chat who eats Chef Boyardee, what's your favorite canned noodle meat surprise? I'm a SpaghettiOs man. You take a good, delicious can of SpaghettiOs, like, especially on a cold day, there's something delicious about that. I don't even care. Fucking good. Chris is about to finish the last box of Girl Scout cookies. They have to put like cocaine or something there. Black Hess's ravioli, I don't eat it. I have it for the end of the world. Yeah, but they only last like 4 years. You're supposed to rotate that stuff. If you're supposed to do prepping, you're supposed to have those cans and you're supposed to rotate them. So you're supposed to be eating that stuff because if the end of the world happens tomorrow, it's only gonna last, like, you need to rotate your canned foods. Some of it lasts a lot longer than, like, corn. Corn is one of the best canned foods. For King Dinosaur says it's been a long time. By the way, would you like a pro tip? Get some cans of pie filling. Because here's the thing. If the world does end and you want something sweet and something that's got a lot of calories and some sugars, pie filling lasts a very long time. You can heat it up and add it on top of other stuff. Like, say you have bread, because you can get bread in a can, which isn't amazing, but it is bread. But if you get the pie filling, you can use it to spread it on stuff, or you can just eat it in general. And yeah, maybe it's not as good as like a true candy or something like regular fruits, but you can use it like a dessert, and it sort of serves two purposes. So don't discount the pie filling. If it's the end of the world, I guess you won't care. Well, you should. You're gonna be one of those people who's like these movies where it's like, this is the person who says they don't care, but they're like one of the few people suited to bring us back from the. You could be like the Viking snake pig mother that we all needed. Is Beefaroni a Chef Boyardee gimmick? If so, then Beefaroni. I think so. I think it's a lot of the Aroni stuff. But I don't know if SpaghettiOs are. It is true. And I'm not saying I want to die, but dying by starvation, no thank you.
I'm faking in the world. I don't care what it is. Yeah, fucking, it's my yard.
King Dinosaur also prefers SpaghettiOs. I like SpaghettiOs, they're good. All right, enough food talk. No more food. All right, podcast people, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Okay, while we're waiting for a story from Black Cat, we've got talked into eating cold canned food, to which Krista was like, sometimes I eat just that stuff straight from the can. And then King Dinosaur was like, camping style. And see, that's what I was about to say. What do you mean? But if you're camping, don't you have like a nice campfire? You put it by the campfire. You let it heat up. Or if you're not going to put the can right on the fire, you should probably have a fire ring, e.g. some rocks. And so you put the can on top of the rocks near the fire, and there's your thing. I think it's because I've been homeless with no way to heat up anything. I mean, look, I've never been homeless, so I don't know how that works. In that regard, I know at least around here, a lot of them will just, carry, like, steal a Bic lighter and just make a little fire, but. Because, say, I would do it. I'm not going to do it now that I have the ability to heat it up. I think it also just, there's something texture-wise about the cold sauce. It's just I can't do it. Like, if it was just a cold ravioli with like the meat maybe, but the cold sauce, I think that's what it is too. I think it reminds me too much of clearing my throat in the morning. About this hospital, Black Cat says the following. Well, it was a surreal experience going in to visit at night. It was like West Side Story. There were groups of punk kids sitting out on top of their cars drinking. And then they'd yell and harass people going inside. So New Yorkers, my niece and I yelled back. That's terrible. Who harasses people going into a hospital? That's where you're like, you should be able to just blow those punks away. What the fuck? Just pull a Charles Bronson and just get a Dominican man to come out and you just take a machine gun. I mean, you could be like yelling at people going into a store and be yelling like, oh, fucking, you know, capitalist, whatever, but like a hospital? Who harasses people coming in and out of a hospital? That's human trash. Yeah, that's bullshit. Was it abandoned? Well, if Black Cat took her mom to an abandoned hospital, that would be pretty weird. But you never know. It is Black Cat's poppy. I mean, some of the hospitals around here are pretty rough. The hospital that's downtown Detroit is pretty bad. I mean, at nighttime, people will just drive by the front emergency exit and just, like, throw people out of cars and then just drive off. So you have people who are drunk, shot, wounded, stabbed, who knows, throwing up, bleeding, and they just throw them out and drive off. And now it's the hospital's problem, and it's just, it's a nightmare. So don't go to that fucking hospital anymore. But weekend wise, the rest of that was fairly decent. I cleaned up and sorted some stuff and got the rest of the shit kind of around here done. My Friday, I was initially going to go to the gym and whatever, but I'm like, I just want a day to just watch TV. Can I just watch TV and do nothing? I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's because I keep having these, like, engagements that I have to go to and do. And by engagements, I just mean, like, appointments. But I'm like, I just can't seem to, like, catch up on sleep and just being like, this is like the day where we talked about the just fuck off. You know, like, I like to see people, like, doing all this stuff, but I'm like, man, can I just, like, I would love just a nice coldish thunderstormy day with nothing to do so I can just go to sleep and just sleep all day. I feel like I'm just running on a sleep deficit. And part of that might have been needed to get a different pillow, which I did. We talked about the whole sleeping thing. I got a nice cervical like positioning pillow. As I think the one that I have is putting my head in an awkward position, not so much that it hurts, but I think that might be sort of why I'm snoring. Chris did a date night yesterday with her boyfriend at the Monster Jam, and it was awesome, but you need an extra long recharge. I need an extra long charger, too. Did you wear earplugs when you went there? Black Cat hates the sleeping sickness. Yeah, I feel like it's just like, I don't know, it makes you achy and sweaty and like crabby. Week of events is overwhelming. And between that and work, and I'm just like, I wish I could just have like an easy week of work with just no other stuff to have to fucking handle or be bothered by and just be like, I just want a week where I just do the work during the day and just go to the gym a couple times and just... Maybe this week. I don't know. It depends on how work transpires. No, you were high up in the arena? Okay, good. I think of the... I've gone to those a couple of times, and I think the last time we went, we wore earplugs because we were fairly close. That's some dangerous levels of noise. Which, again, I will tell you, even if you're just riding a bicycle, but bicycle, motorcycle, boat, like, get some cheap foam earplugs. The wind buffeting in your ears is what will really damage your hearing.
That's enough of the smells.
Was it like high octane exhaust in dirt? That is a good smell. That's the other thing, like riding a motorcycle. It's amazing all of the stuff you smell. And outside of the obvious people who reek like fucking shit weed, where you can either smell it coming out of their car or off of them, and you're like, God damn it, you people are going to get me fucking killed. But every now and then, there'll be somebody in like an old pickup truck, and it has the best smelling exhaust. Yeah, smell the carcinogens, good. But like the springtime is nice because you can smell like the flowers and trees and everything. And like today, because it was kind of fresh and clear and sunny, there's a little bit of that like oil asphalt mix smell, like hot summer smell, even though it wasn't very hot, but just like that delicious combo smell of like road oil exhaust. Like it's just, it's good. It's good. I was behind some guy in a Tesla. I was like, your car doesn't even smell. You suck. I like a good smelly car. Get out of here with your stupid piece of shit. Give me like a nice, give me an old Dodge Prospector. Dodge should have fought back against like the Bronco and the Dodge should bring back the Prospector. Fucking Dodge Prospector. I feel like that thing gets lost in the hype for like Broncos and everything else. Gravedigger had to get towed not even a half hour into the show. Do they know what was wrong with the car, with the truck? What happened to it? Because Gravedigger, somebody who's already has his grave dug. That's kind of shitty and disappointing. Do you guys remember this? The Dodge Prospector. Look at this one. Oh my god. That's like fucking sex as a car. Look at it. Look at how glorious and gorgeous that thing is. Oh, so that one lost. One of them lost transition, that rolled over. It's always disappointing when they either do the rollover or they'll hit something like the fucking wheel or the axle snaps off. And they're like, well, that's the end of that truck. It's like, shit. Yeah, but, oh, it smells so good. Look at this, though. Look at this. The cream side paneling with that, like, tan orange top and bottom. Look, it's even on the rims and, like, it's basically like a Suburban with the second row of seats cut off. You don't even remember these? Oh, man. These are like one of my favorite fucking cars. Like, and I love that it is called the Prospector. Like, yeah, that's what we took when we were prospecting for gold. Oh, my God. Look at it. Like, just fucking love these. Like, they need to bring these back. I feel like it would just be a, like, and even this one, I just love that. I love on those, some of those older vehicles, the combination of colors. So you have like the plastic piping strip on the side to give it some third dimension. And then you have like the one color on the top near the bed is like a stripe. And then the regular body color. But, oh, those trucks are fucking, I mean, they're talking about some of these, but I feel like those are fake. Look at this one. Oh. Dodge Prospector. Yep. Look at that. It's classic. Look at the crown clearance on that fucking thing. It's like 60 feet. You just drive over anything in that goddamn thing. Love those. Yeah, like, on this stuff now, it's all just, they look like, I don't know. They look like Tylenol gel caps or just the same bubble stupid look. Like, I gotta be honest. The look of a lot of cars now, and granted, there aren't a lot of cars, but the look of a lot of cars, and I'm gonna even include some of the crossover SUVs, which really just look like cars that are just slightly larger and bubblier. I feel like most of them all look like shit. I think that's kind of the other reason why I like trucks. I feel like at least the trucks have some better looking aesthetic to them. Cars are fucking stupid. Yeah, those trucks are, I mean, you're lucky if some of them are only 250,000. By the time you get through the maintenance part, fluid, and everything else that gets put into those things are expensive. Black Cat says, used to be so many vehicles like that in Colorado. Mountain snowstorm people would love off the road, but you kept driving in your Chevette because you drove 10 miles an hour and never stopped. I knew some people back in the day. Again, I knew this dude had this old Impala. It was an old Chevy Impala. And he drove that thing around for a long time. Talk about just a giant boat. New cars ruin your photos. Yeah, because they're not like... It's very rare that I see a new car. I'm like, wow, that's sharp. Like, it's just... And I guess some of it's for aerodynamics, but I just don't get it. Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone? I'm asking this to everybody globally in chat. Do you know anyone who sees like older classic cars and goes, God, those things are so terrible. The newer cars are way better looking. I don't think I have ever heard a single person say that. And isn't that like something? Wouldn't you be like, if you were these car designers, wouldn't you be like, why do all of our cars look so terrible? Why don't we fuck all these up? Even that, like, new retro Mustang. Like, initially, I thought it looked cool because it looked more like the old ones. And then they slowly but surely changed it and altered it into dog shit. I even thought the new Camaro looked kind of cool. And again, what, they're discontinuing, like... And I get it, like, for the trucks... Because, geez, a lot of the trucks are, like, so boxy, especially the old ones. They're, like, boxy, bland. I mean, it's like the aerodynamics of a brick. So I get wanting to have some aerodynamics. And maybe that's just me being wrong, but I look at some of the old cars, I'm like, I don't know, that looks like it had aerodynamics. Like, look at those old Rivieras. Like, that had sweeping roof lines and everything to it. Like, why do these things look so fucking bland? And, like, Cadillac. I get that Cadillac wanted to, like, add some youth to their brand, but those just look to use like the pimpest badass like mobster sex cars, and now they just look fucking awful. The only one that I liked was the fucking wagon, and you're like, Cadillac, they used to be like meant something, now it's just like, it's a Cadillac. You either check out the older vehicles and whatever the crap they have today. Right? They look stupid. They make everything so light because they ship everything. But you could still make it light. Like, you could take the same body style and just use aluminum or composite parts or whatever. It's not like saying you have to make it out of fucking pot iron. But, like, the styling is just... awful. Like, have you seen the new Kias? They look so bad. I mean, I didn't really particularly like the Kias in the first place, but they're trying to go with this, like, Tektron thing, and I'm like, whoever designed the new logo where they spell out the word Kia, it's terrible. The back end of, like, the light cluster and everything just looks fucking awful. I mean, I guess that's true. McDonald's is kind of ugly. Look, we can't even get wheat cups. If you want prime aesthetic, where, like, I feel like stuff kind of looked the best in the world, just in general, like a perfect... Black Cat says it's a conspiracy to depress us. I love a good conspiracy, but I have a worse conspiracy. I think it's that there are too many designers, and there are too many designers who think that they are going to wow the world with their new artistic design. So they don't want to use anything that piggybacks off a retro, because then they'd be... So they all have to, like, add their little thing to it. But they're terrible. But they're fucking terrible. Because... And there's, like, 8 bazillion of them, so they're all fucking with shit, and then some stupid-level manager, who's probably fucking one of them, will eventually go, yeah, okay, that design looks great. We'll go with that. It looks youthful. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It looks dumb. Like, it just looks fucking dumb. Go to an old-school car ride. Go to, like, the sleeper competitions down in Georgia. They're all old cars. Nobody has, like, a fucking new... Like, get the fuck out of here. Because it's the same thing with the logos. It's the same thing with the logos and colors and all the rest of that shit. There's no reason why... Like, look at the old Mountain Dew can. God, it was classic. Looked classic. And then they just made it look dumb. They made it look like it... Why does everything have to be modernized? I don't know, Krista. I wish I knew the answer to that. Well, we need to... It doesn't make any sense to me, because I would have thought that in, like, marketing and all that shit, it's all about brand recognition. So if people remember the can and they remember what it looks like, why would you change it? Why would you change it? Well, you need to update and look with the times. You're thinking, like, a kid who's like, oh, I want a Mountain Dew, is going to be like, I'm not going to get Mountain Dew anymore because their can design is still old. Who fucking gives a shit? Like, what? Yeah, stupid manager, fucking one of them. Of course. I mean, all the designs of that stuff look dumb. That's where, like, I always like when they have things that come out and they're like, we're going back to our retro design. You're like, yes, yes. The old Coke classic cans and all that shit. Even the pull top tabs. I mean, fucking change those. These would be fine. Just fucking ruin those too. But, like, I was reading chat. I was saying something. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, the best example of stuff. Like, if you want a wide variety of things where they all just look awesome, go watch the original Dawn of the Dead, which is the shopping mall zombie movie, but not the remake that they made. The original George Romero Dawn of the Dead, because that... You know, they're in this shopping mall, I think, or whatever, in Pittsburgh. And it's, like, the best display of, like, stores and products and signs. And it's like the perfect 70s, 80s design slice. It's, like, everything just looks so good. I just fucking love it. I want my wheat cups. And the styrofoam cups that had, like, the little... like, from The Stuff, from, like, the movie The Stuff. That was, like, simple, bold colors. Now everything looks like somebody just was trying to do, like, a Pollock painting and throws 18 million colors at it, and it's got to be, like, exploding in your face or some shit. Hey, that's just another that's another check in the win column for Mellow Corn, because that's what, the same label they've been using since, like, 1943 or some shit. Don't you modernize that label. You leave that alone. Don't you touch my Mellow Corn. I need to get more Mellow Corn. I miss it. I haven't had Mellow Corn now in a while. Maybe that's why I feel so crappy, is I'm low on Mellow Corn. It could be. But I don't really, I guess in that regard, have too much else to say today. At some point, I imagine I will probably go through the long time story of the history of my mother and sort of what went on there, but I don't really feel like doing it today. And I know I said I was maybe going to do this last week, but we'll see about this week. I would like to do maybe some retro games someday. And we're all waiting for Scott's book. No pressure. But I think outside of that, it's probably going to be a week of just some regular episodes. I got a lot of bullshit. I just got to get done. Oh wait. I know. That little blower that I was telling you about that I bought. So I used that because I did yard work. So it's Saturday morning, afternoon. I did yard work. That little blower works fantastic for $20. That thing is awesome. Super lightweight. Puts out a lot of air. It's not too loud. Did my garage and driveway in front of my house and everything. So far, works like a champ. So I can't recommend that thing enough. The old time labels were better. It was just, like, I don't know, like they, stuff just looks so bad. And I think about that because, isn't that supposed to be the opposite that that's supposed to work? Aren't you supposed to go, wow, that just looks old and shitty. Where's the new, like label or packaging? Because it looks new and exciting. I'm like, but they don't. They just look annoying. And I would have thought that that would have been like the opposite. How do you make this worse? But we talked about that. It's some person fucking someone or being dumb or whatever. Like, I remember 7-Up. 7-Up used to have this commercial where it was a guy, and I think he was like this really smooth black dude, and he was just like playing piano or something, and he like opened up a thing of 7-Up, and he was like, it's cool and crisp, the lemon lime flavor of 7-Up. Like, man, cool and crisp. You're like, God, I could go for a nice ice cold 7-Up. I think you watch some of the other commercials now. I'm like, this makes me not want to ever use this product. A, if I can even figure out what the fuck the product is by this non sequitur commercial. But B, it's just a bunch of people doing stupid TikTok dances and like loud, annoying shit. Can you just like pitch the product? Maybe that's it, Black Cat. Black Cat makes a good point. Or not fucking someone. They took sex out of the design studios. Maybe that's the other thing. Maybe you're right. Everything needs to be super androgynous and PG. Like, maybe. Maybe that's why. It's the same thing with the cars. They just fucking, give me my sex back! I'm not saying I would fuck a Dodge Prospector, but you could certainly fuck in a Dodge Prospector. And with that, we will finish our drink. And say, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. Make sure you get yourselves some rest, and we will see you again tomorrow for another 11 p.m. nightcap. King Dinosaur comments, they have been slowly preparing us for lack of excitement or individuality for nefarious purposes. I mean, I'd like to find them and just give them a good old-fashioned punch in the mouth. That's what I'd like to do. Have a good week, folks. Good night, all. Have a wonderful night. Sleep tight. XO hugs, kisses, head pats. Snuggle off against, and all that good shit. All right. We'll see you again soon. Let's go ahead and...